The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to Good Day Weekend. Is Google medical news, about which we will discuss that good English. We will discuss it with Dr. Ron Hoffman. Don't necessarily think of Google as a medical concern, but come up with a rather interesting plan that could detect all kinds of things going on in your body. See if Ron thinks it will work. That's coming up in a few minutes later on. Would you say this is a varied hour, Richie?
We try to make all the hours that are varied.
I guess I'm talking to myself. It's 7 after.
What else is new?
Oh, there's Jennifer.
I'm here with you.
Jennifer Horn is here with me and with you. Ken Kessler is here. And somewhere McFadden is
standing right here.
Oh, you're standing there? Mm-hmm. Why aren't you sitting down?
Right next to you. Because every now and then I like to stand.
Really?
Yeah. The little ball.
Yeah. All right. This is a story right out of Rich's playbook.
On. Yeah. Bring it.
A Minneapolis ad agency encouraging employees to fill out their timesheets with a machine that trades a completed worksheet for a free glass of beer.
I'm in.
Company is called
What's wrong with that?
Tap Server. They seek employees. They want to scan their key cards, the system verifying the worker's timesheet. Apparently, they haven't been doing a good job filling out the timesheet, so they decided that they, if, in fact, they were doing it correctly, they'd be rewarded with their choice of beer from their multi-keg beer deployments.
The bane of my existence is doing the monthly timesheets for the payroll. I am going to absolutely adopt this policy because when somebody punches in and then forgets to punch out.
So annoying, you have to chase them down.
It is so annoying.
Just don't pay them, that's all.
Well,
you can't.
Really? Some law against it? You'll be happy to know, Richie, timesheet completion at this company has improved by 90%.
I'm all over it.
Of course.
They put this...
I am all over it.
Into
it. I'm going to adopt this. I like
really?
This.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Well, where would you case do beer. Wine at your place, Jennifer?
Case of beer to the person
all over the place.
Who has no flaws in their timesheet each month.
A case of beer? A
case of beer.
You think Paradis is going to go for that?
I don't care.
It's $10. I think he'll be okay.
Right.
A case of beer is only $10?
$20. I
mean. Really?
Okay, I don't know what kind of beer you're drinking, but I think it's a sixer of Coors Light for $6.
Really?
Yeah.
Right?
A six-pack, yes. The stuff I buy is... $10 to $14.
Okay, an unmanned NASA rocket. Well, it was actually not a NASA rocket. They contracted. The contractor apparently must have been left over from 1986. When did the Challenger thing go down? Remember, how many people remember the name of the company that provided the O-rings? Anyway, that's not the news. The news is that an unmanned NASA rocket burst into flames yesterday along the eastern Virginia coast, causing a huge firebomb. You see some of the
it was
videos.
Massive
rocket cargo space to like $200 million or something, right? Supplies for the space station.
$200 million, yeah.
All right, so tell us the story of where the engines came from this rocket.
So this rocket was going with supplies for the Russian space station.
No, it's not the Russian space station.
The International Space Station. Okay. Yeah. The rockets on this thing, the boosters, refurbished Russian motors on it. Rockets. You used reefer. And I guess that makes sense. I mean, the rockets fall off. They go back down to the ocean.
Well, they used to do that with all the Challenger engines were always refurbished every time they were used.
But just to think that, and I don't think that's as big a deal to me as to think that NASA is contracting a company that's using Russian rockets.
Yeah.
What happened to GE? Don't they build rockets?
Yep. So why are we using
refurbished has the Russian
question?
Rockets.
What's the answer? Why are we using? So the Russians are not exactly our best pals these days.
This thing gets, I don't know, 100 feet, 50 feet off of the launch pad.
Boom.
And it realizes that the refurbished Russian rockets are going bad, and it hits self-destruct mode.
Yeah.
Boom.
Knocks itself out.
And all that money goes up
in flames. 200 million bucks.
Yep. Adios. Goodbye.
Now, obviously, the bonus here being it was just metal and time and money.
It's taxpayer money.
Is it taxpayer money?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's NASA contracted, yes.
Yeah, hello. It's going and bringing stuff up to the International Space Station. That's a product of all the
there
governments
was a video
that are involved.
Yesterday, a small private plane, like a Cessna, was flying just outside of the boundaries of where you can be, and the guy was taking video like from his cell phone video from the airplane a couple miles out. It was spectacular to see. Yep. I mean, it was amazing to see.
Pretty amazing stuff. All right, speaking of amazing stuff, when you hear Dr. Ron Hoffman and I discussing this new announcement from Google as to how in the next 4 or 5 years your body may be eligible for using this it's not a, well, it's a capsule. And then there's a device that you wear.
It's a capsule with nanotechnology in it.
Yeah.
That can track
pretty amazing
tumors
stuff
in your body.
Right. Well, pretty much everything going on in your
it's
body.
It's amazing.
So we'll find out whether Ron thinks this is a good idea or not. Dr. Ron Hoffman next on Good Day.
You've got to pay attention to the small things, kid. Small things matter. Small problems become big problems. Take a transformer. Ring leaks into a transformer, insulation system breaks down. Insulation system breaks down, copper windings overheat. Copper windings overheat, transformer blows. Transformer blows, facility goes dark. Facility goes dark, kid, you don't want to know what happens next. That's why I use Grainger. Grainger helps keep small problems from turning into big problems. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
An overwhelming majority of Americans fail to eat the recommended amounts of fruits and vegetables. And while factors such as cost and convenience may contribute to low consumption, a recent study by the University of California, Davis revealed one simple solution, frozen. Dr. Diane Barrett is with the University of California, Davis.
We evaluated the nutrient content of 8 popular fruits and vegetables, both fresh and frozen. Our results show that the frozen fruits and vegetables are most often nutritionally equal to, and in some cases better than, their fresh counterparts. That's because freezing is simply nature's pause button. Frozen fruits and vegetables are picked and frozen at their peak ripeness, which locks in the nutrient value. Frozen produce can play an important role in helping Americans easily add more fruits and vegetables to their diets to meet daily recommendations.
The study was conducted in partnership with the Frozen Food Foundation. For more information, visit frozenfoodfacts.org.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
I just can't handle this scene anymore. I wish I could find someone who's compatible with me and my values.
Come now. Keep the flame of hope burning. All you need is a visit to Geico.com, the one website devoted to ease, savings, and the long-lost art of chivalry. We'll take you by the hand and escort you through a free rate quote, shower you with policy managing and bill-paying tools, throw our coats down in mud puddles to protect your shoes, unless you think that'd be weird. Is that weird? For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
All right, 16 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer and Kenny and I have Dr. Ron Hoffman, who has a newsletter entitled Intelligent Medicine, which I would say is a very good, very, very good description of what comes when you sign up for this Intelligent Medicine newsletter every single week. You'll get the latest information on not the usual stuff, and this is not all full of Ebola. This is for one of the things that I thought was most applicable here on the good side was Ron's effort to help you understand how to prevent things like Ebola or how to, in your body's mind, how about making it as healthy as possible? How about building up your immune system? You can get the keys to that at Intelligent Medicine, the newsletter from Dr. Hoffman. You sign up for it at drhoffman.com. Okay, so here's this Google announcement yesterday about this this nanoparticle project that could detect cancer in your blood. What say you about this? This looks like something maybe in effective use in 4 or 5 years. Would you look to Google normally for something like this? I guess you look to Google for anything these days.
Well, you know, it's interesting because there's a lot of advancements on the cancer detection front. You know, our cancer detection is extremely poor. We have much better tools in terms of cardiovascular prevention. We can do tests to see if your arteries are blocked, if you're about to get a heart attack. When it comes to cancer, we have a few tests. You know, pap smear, pretty good. Colonoscopy, pretty good. Mammograms, not so great. PSA, even that's controversial.
Yeah.
But we're going to see a really quantum leap forward in our ability to detect cancer with new blood tests, urine tests, non-invasive tests. We may not even need colonoscopies in the future. We may be able to just do a simple poop test with DNA detection.
Isn't this something now? I talked about this the other day, how there is some kind of new, and some of the people I was talking to poo-pooed it, if you'll pardon the pun.
Once you start, you can't stop.
Yeah, I know. It's awful. I don't know who's the worst influence, you or me. Anyway, the essence of what this test is basically just suggesting you're going to be able to take something and it'll look at it, it's self-administered. It's a lot easier than sticking a television tube up your butt. Yep. But whether it's effective or not, that's the question. And so that would be my question about this. It's premature, but it certainly looks good on the surface, does it not?
Well, yeah, it's a little bit like that. You know that old movie, Fantastic Voyage?
Yeah.
You know, where they shrank the people and then they like chewed around the
blood
body
stream. Yeah.
That's sort of what it is. You know, nanoparticles, tiny particles that may move around.
Raquel Welch, one of them that was in there?
Exactly. Yeah. Except this one will not.
I don't remember
Welch.
That.
I don't think they can miniaturize her yet.
Okay. So anyway,
I won't go there with the measurements.
The Google, one. Thank you. So with this Google thing, as you look at it, it makes perfect sense, does it not?
Well, yeah. I mean, this is just one among many methods for detecting cancer. There could be blood tests. You know, right now we rely on single blood tests. Like we measure one thing. In the future, because of computers, we'll be able to measure 20 things at once and then
we'll
do computer analysis.
One of the things that we've been talking about this week also is this young 30-year-old woman who's become a billionaire because she came up with this prick test of that you can analyze 70 things now instead of
with a single
vials
drop of blood.
Vials of blood with just a drop of blood.
Exactly. It's virtually instantaneous. A single drop of blood. People may be able to do blood tests in the future with their iWatch, you know, just drop a, you know, have an attachment.
But can't you ask for this now? If you went into your office, for example, do you have that technology or are people going to start asking for it?
We still draw tons and tons of blood. You know, patients in the hospital, we routinely exsanguinate them. We virtually suck their blood out using excess amounts every day, morning, noon, night, to recheck this, that, and the other thing. And people end up anemic because of that.
Right.
We really need some improvements on that front.
So that's where this woman's invention comes in.
That's going to be a real breakthrough. That's like a huge paradigm shift.
Yeah. Okay. So we've got that. I guess we need a minute on Ebola.
Yeah,
this is the fear is ridiculous here. One person has died, not even an American in our country.
It's crazy. It's so crazy. Paradoxical because on the one hand, why does it seem so hard? You know, with this guy who was exposed to everyone, the guy who died, Duncan.
Yeah.
Nobody except the health workers. A couple of health workers came in contact with him, got sick. His family didn't get sick. All the people in the community that he was around, they didn't get sick. So what's up with that? They now believe that the Ebola virus could survive on surfaces for 50 hours or more. So how come more people aren't getting sick? It's very mysterious. Yeah. I think we just don't know enough about it.
You know, meanwhile, Chris Christie, the governor of New Jersey, says to the nurse, he made sure she was encapsulated, if you will, quarantine. I'm going to sue you. And Chris says, go ahead.
Get in line.
We ordered takeout for you.
The interesting thing I heard this week is that the Nigerians who would see the health workers come in their suits were sure that they were space people coming to harvest their organs. Right. And that's why they were having such trouble. So they had to redo the whole kind of plan to let these people know that they were there to help.
Dr. Ron Hoffman on Good Day.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Now more of Good Day Weekend. If you are not aware that Taylor Swift has a new album out this week, certainly not her fault. The rollout for 1989, which has done very well with the critics, named for Taylor Swift's birth year, has been as meticulous and eagerly pored over as a presidential campaign. It's the big pop music. She's not a country star anymore, Jennifer. She's the big pop music star.
She said goodbye to country.
Yeah, yeah, she has no country flair to it.
Not at all. Let's see here.
She's been going that way for a while.
Really? She's very smart, I think. She and Gaga, would you put the two of them together in terms of smart?
I think Taylor Swift is much smarter.
She's a better songwriter, I think.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I mean, Gaga's got that kind of that shock value. She's definitely got talent. But Taylor Swift has made it just on pure talent and drive.
Yeah. So what do we have listening to this?
Shake it off.
Shake it off.
He's off.
Okay, let's just flip the music real quick. There you go. Thanks, face.
So does she have to change her whole routine, the musicians she's working with, that sort of thing, or can they all adapt to a different style?
I think they can probably adapt. I don't know whether she did or not, but when you get to this level, these guys can play anything.
Well, the other side of it is that they probably collaborate somewhat when they put all of this stuff together. She's comfortable with them. I think that would be a factor.
It's interesting, though. I mean, I follow a lot of small and, you know, mid-sized bands who don't really get the national attention. And when they get signed by a major record label, boom, you see them come in. Okay, I know this guy's your buddy. We went to high school together, but we got a professional drummer for you now, so he's gone. Or, you know, I know your bass player is married to your sister, but he's not cutting it, so he's out, and here's your new bass player. You see it a lot. But I would imagine she's got the power to, she calls any shots.
She's
always telling her who her bass player is.
My read on this is that listening to her music in the last couple of years, it's sort of steadily migrated in this direction. The country flair went to country pop, and then, so I think these musicians probably adapted with her. What would be the advantages of leaving pop I'm sorry, leaving country to go more pop when there is the largest focus of audience is country music.
I think it's just what she's feeling, actually, right now. I mean, her last few albums have been way more poppy than they have been country.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've already
got one genre locked up.
Right? Yeah.
And country is by far the most popular music genre right now. You've got that locked up. Why not go get the other fans?
So you think country fans would buy this stuff anyway?
I think many of them would.
I think the younger ones will.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what's
are very loyal.
They are.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So is she okay? What's her head like? Is she your head screwed on so far? She's 24 years old.
I mean, she was dating very publicly for a while, but I think she learned that lesson, and either she's not dating or she's not doing it publicly. So I think that's smart. You know, you don't want everybody involved in your personal business all the time.
You don't want people knowing your personal
business. But she writes songs about all of her stuff. So, you know, eventually people figure out who she's talking about. There's a song on this album, I'm not sure which one it is, but she wrote about her feud with Katy Perry.
Good. Yeah. What's her feud with Katy Perry? What's she
going to do? She felt that Katy Perry sabotaged her, hired away some of her backup dancers right before her tour. And so she's got it out for Katy Perry. And Katy Perry responded to it on Twitter saying that she's a Regina George, which is a reference to Mean Girls, the movie Mean Girls.
Yeah.
That's called Bad Blood. I don't have that one.
It's called...
Don't say it!
Yeah. All right, well, anyway, I think she's something to be admired, and she's a great role model for us, I can figure. Taylor Swift on Good Day at 28 after the hour.
An overwhelming majority of Americans fail to eat the recommended amounts of fruits and vegetables. And while factors such as cost and convenience may contribute to low consumption, a recent study by the University of California, Davis revealed one simple solution, frozen. Dr. Diane Barrett is with the University of California, Davis.
We evaluated the nutrient content of 8 popular fruits and vegetables, both fresh and frozen. Our results show that the frozen fruits and vegetables are most often nutritionally equal to, and in some cases better than, their fresh counterparts. That's because freezing is simply nature's pause button. Frozen fruits and vegetables are picked and frozen at a peak ripeness, which locks in the nutrient value. Frozen produce can play an important role in helping Americans easily add more fruits and vegetables to their diets to meet daily recommendations.
The study was conducted in partnership with the Frozen Food Foundation. For more information, visit frozenfoodfacts.org.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. 8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Welcome to Good Day Weekend.
I never was a captain of a football team. You ain't never been a prom queen. We're just us, and that's okay. Like I do, well, it's a good day.
Good day to be.
It is a good day to be with the Good Day Gang. Richie and Kenny and Jennifer and Dougie while here. Jennifer loves to call me Dougie. Dougie, Dougie, Dougie. Dougie, 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 Dougie.
My pet name for you.
Okay, so the things going on in the world today. Who's afraid? Richie, we got a new Ebola song. Kenny, you want to sing it with me? Ebola. No, that wasn't the way it went. What,
I've been working on Ebola.
No, that wasn't it either. I've been working on it. Was it? I thought there was another tune.
I can't imagine I came up with something so stupid. Well, guess what, buddy?
Yeah. You deal in coming up with stupid.
Really, Richie? Well, thank you very much.
I like my horn better. Right. Ready? Here we go, Richie. Do it again. Lay it on me. Ebola. How's that?
Okay, so what are the odds of getting killed by Ebola? We have studied this. So far, only one person has died in the U.S., and he wasn't even a U.S. citizen. So currently the odds are 1 in 316 million that you're going to get Ebola.
That's
all right. I'm not laughing about getting Ebola. I'm laughing about your chances and the way the news media plays all of this stuff.
Did you see the hot new Halloween costume? So you know how everybody was going to have Ebola. That was going to be the big Halloween costume.
Yeah.
Now it's the Ebola nurse.
Oh, really? Okay.
Have you seen the meme going around?
The what?
The do you have Ebola quiz meme?
No.
No.
Quiz. Do you have Ebola? One. Have you touched the vomit, blood, sweat, saliva, urine, or feces of someone who might have Ebola? No. Answer, you do not have Ebola.
Right.
Two, do you watch Fox News? Yes, you have
Ebola.
Oh, no, and did you see the fake article going around about Chris Christie canceling Halloween because of fears of Ebola?
Chris Christie digs Halloween. They give out peanut butter cups.
Right. Leave
him alone.
Yeah, one of those fake sites wrote an article about it, and everybody thinks it's real, so everybody thinks Chris Christie canceled Halloween.
I don't think it's real,
because
of
Ebola
fears. One of everybody.
I don't think it's real.
No, I don't think it's real. Okay, so let's talk about stats for a minute, because I'm getting really tired of everybody worrying about everything. We're worried about terrorism. Okay. The school shootings, when they occur, look at what the news media does. The essence of the safety at school issue, 99.99% of school children are educated in our country in safe environments. We ought to be worried more about what they're learning or not worrying than what the environment is in the schools. But most school boards, if you're somebody who's involved, I was just reading something. That's what brought me around to this, about in the local paper here. We have an e-newsletter that covers what's going on in Framingham. And the school board is taking up and spending, spending $400,000 to quote-unquote make our schools safe. Huh? What are you talking about? There's nothing, there's no
safe
challenge. It's been, yeah, exactly. I mean, to make every young person safe, what would you do? Can you imagine this
bubble
stress?
Wrap.
Wait a minute. No.
They all need bubble wrap.
This is what stress will be created by having somebody. I didn't, in Los Angeles, where Jennifer lives, and I live part of the year, there are some schools that have police and guards in them. And when Richie's brother decided to change his focus in his police career, he became an officer at a school. He's a school
police
officer with a gun. And he's on duty every day at this school.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so does that make it scarier for the kids? Maybe they're used to them. Depends on how you play it. One of the things, however...
Well, it also depends on the neighborhood you're in, and then the neighborhood my brother's in, you need a cop at the school.
All right. So, but that's not the rule, Richie. That's the exception.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can go one step further. What people have in their life for stresses. There are most people that you meet, I was thinking about this yesterday when I met somebody in a store, are so stressed out. They're so worked up about things, and it's all tied to communication. It isn't tied to reality. It's not really what's going on in their lives. It's what the news media suggests is going on, and the social media that suggests all of these things are going on.
And it's a lot of societal pressure, too. I mean, look, this week I was like at my wit's end. My dad and I started talking, and I just started crying. Why? Because you put all this stupid undue pressure on yourself. And I think maybe more for women than men. You guys probably don't do it as much because you're simple folk. But you get these messages all time. You know, you get these messages all the time as a woman that you have to have this and you have to do that and you have to have everything perfect. And, you have to have Martha Stewart at home and you have to be a boss at work and you have to. I mean, it's like there's so much pressure. And then you realize, wait a second. And thank God. I mean, really, thank God for my dad. He's like, take a step back. Like, really, why do you care? What are you worried about?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're a great person. What? And you have to kind of like, it takes someone to just push you back a little bit and go, okay.
It's funny you mentioned that, actually, Jen, because last week when I was in Turks and Caicos for this Mommy Blogger conference, I found it, I don't know, it kind of set me back a minute when I was in a group of moms, mommy bloggers, and you think of these mommy bloggers as the perfect moms, right? Mm-hmm. They're writing about motherhood. They're writing about family. They're giving
advice.
They're
writing about bullying.
They're writing about everything that has to do with any. And they're all sitting there talking about how they tried this new and tried that new. And the realization that these women were talking to each other, helping each other with life's,
not easy.
With life's different situations, it just kind of set me back because they're just real people.
Mm. Yeah.
And they have real problems, and their kids are just as big of brats as mine can be.
Absolutely.
And their house can be just as messy as mine can be. Mm. And, you know, and it's just, it kind of, I took notice. It was very interesting.
Huh. It's so funny when you, this idea for women of this work-life balance, everybody talks right. about this. I was president of an organization that was trying to find this work-life balance. You know what? It's a bunch of hooey. Right. There is no such thing as a work-life balance. I mean, there's
always
priorities.
Balance.
Exactly.
Right.
It's work, or it's, you know, it's never going to be 50-50.
But the bottom line is nothing is ever perfect.
Nope.
However chaotic your life seems. You can do something to help it, but you're never going to be perfect.
John Berriman is responsible for our thought for the day. We must travel in the direction of our fear. If you are afraid of something, in order to overcome it, you must confront it. And it comes in any size, shape, or form. Students who are bullied need to have support from their parents. They need to have parents know what's going on. And then the parents with the children confront the bullying head on. You don't mm-hmm. avoid it. You don't stay away from it. You don't steer clear from it. You go at it right, any problem that you have in your life. I'm learning this in maybe the later stage of my life than I ought to have learned it. Maybe I should have learned it a long time ago. But if you have something that's bothering you, if there's a fear, you dig into it, you work it through, you understand it, and at the end of the day, you're going to be much better off. Da 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 da! Here I am. Love me.
Otherwise, you spend your life
in fear, and you ruin your life. Right. What a great opportunity! Look around at the beauty that there is around you, the people in your family that you love. Look at the beauty, if you're in New England, of the leaves changing, the beauty of the colors, the things that are around you. It just is amazing. How I'm going to experience something that I never, ever actually thought I would experience. I'm going to be a grandfather. I never.
Aww.
Never.
Dougie's crying. I know. think about how lucky you are, because not everybody gets to have that.
Right.
And that's the idea in life, is that you have to look at your blessings, because you can't look at other people for your blessings. You have to.
Why did you think you'd never be a grandfather?
Are you kidding? My daughter was not in line, didn't
She's
think
a late
she was
bloomer
able.
Like I am, yeah.
Well, and that's what late bloomer. She was anti-kid, wasn't she?
If I wait for my, she was anti-what?
She was anti-kid, like I'm not going to have kids.
No.
Oh, no,
not at all.
Okay.
She was a closet wanter.
Okay.
No, my son, however. Anyway, the essence of...
Yeah, I wouldn't be waiting for kids on your son's side. That's not happening anytime
Anybody
soon.
Anybody who knows Brendan, isn't it funny how they all say that? It's funny. Anyway, bottom line here, let's get back to... So let me steer the ship back to the center for a minute, okay? There is a question today. There are a number of questions that we try to answer here. Good questions that come from you and from the stimulating members of my staff. Where's the guy who's the Ebola czar?
I know, right?
Oh, really?
He's like hiding out.
Where is he?
I don't know.
He worked hard for a week and now he's on vacation. B-A-C-A-T-I-O-N.
Where is that?
No, he didn't even go to that press conference in New York with that doctor.
Here's our article in the New York Daily News. Ron Klain, Ebola czar, is still out of sight.
Right.
As New York, New Jersey defend decision to go beyond CDC.
Nobody's seen this guy. Whenever anything comes up, and has come up since he was appointed to the job, nobody knows who the guy is.
White House, CNN.
He's a political hack.
He is a hack. Of course he is.
CNN has the headline, White House Keeping Ebola Czar Behind the Curtains.
Really? You think?
He's quarantined.
I think that is.
21.
Yeah, he is. He's got to be quarantined.
Yeah, right.
He's quarantined. The Ebola Czar has been quarantined.
All right, 16 before the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. More stimulating. Talk radio. You like that, Richie?
I do. I love that.
I'll tell you what stimulates me. Talking about things that work, products that work, Omax 3 Ultra Pure is something that works. And how do I know that? Not only, what's the old song? How do I know? The Bible tells me so.
Oh,
faith, hope, and charity in Omax 3. You hear? I got to stop for a second. My studio is in my house on the farm. All right.
Sounds like you have an airplane. In
okay.
Yeah, I thought that was Jennifer's fan.
Ghostbusters have arrived on the scene. Now, they know they're around behind me.
What, is that a cow or a lawnmower?
No. There are three guys
that I have a deal with a fellow who's a local landscaper. He uses my farm for various facilities, and so I've never had anybody take care of. I've always liked mowing my own lawn because it's kind of fun. My
father used to do weed trimmer, weed whacker.
These are the guys. They're blowing. There's a team of three guys that are blowing the leaves around, and it reminded me of Ghostbusters. They got the pack on.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at these guys as they're going across the back line. I said, Meredith, look at these guys. What does it remind you of? And just like a scene out of Ghostbusters.
I'm in an office building here, right?
Yeah,
our studio's in an office
floor.
If there's a leaf blower around you, you need to run.
I know.
And every night, the guy comes in to vacuum, and he wears one of those. It's like a pack vacuum.
Vacuum.
Right. And I call him Jorge Jetson.
Yeah.
Jorge Jetson.
Yeah, da, da, da.
You got to pay attention to the small things, kid. Small things matter. Small problems become big problems. Take a transformer. Rain leaks into a transformer, insulation system breaks down. Insulation system breaks down, copper windings overheat. Copper windings overheat, transformer blows. Transformer blows, facility goes dark. Facility goes dark. Kid, you don't want to know what happens next. That's why I use Grainger. Grainger helps keep small problems from turning into big problems. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
An overwhelming majority of Americans fail to eat the recommended amounts of fruits and vegetables. And while factors such as cost and convenience may contribute to low consumption, a recent study by the University of California, Davis revealed one simple solution, frozen. Dr. Diane Barrett is with the University of California, Davis.
We evaluated the nutrient content of 8 popular fruits and vegetables, both fresh and frozen. Our results show that the frozen fruits and vegetables are most often nutritionally equal to, and in some cases better than, their fresh counterparts. That's because freezing is simply nature's pause button. Frozen fruits and vegetables are picked and frozen at their peak ripeness, which locks in the nutrient value. Frozen produce can play an important role in helping Americans easily add more fruits and vegetables to their diets to meet daily recommendations.
The study was conducted in partnership with the Frozen Food Foundation. For more information, visit frozenfoodfacts.org.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, I just want to say thank you for making my Geico Insurance ID card digital. It's easy to find on the app. It doesn't give me paper cuts, and I always have it on hand because it's on my phone. Because of this, I finally cleaned out my glove box, which was filled with years of paper ID cards. Any thought on what I should put in my glove box now? Sincerely, Trent Patterson. Trent. What can you put in the glove box? Here's a crazy thought. How about gloves?
Digital insurance ID cards. Just to tap away on the Geico app.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Look, kid. When guys like us walk into a facility in the morning, we can smell a problem. No one needs to hand us a work order. We already know it. Today, for instance, we need a new gearbox, 6 globe valves, and a dozen ballasts. And when I smell a problem, Grainger smells that I smell a problem. They help me keep this place up and running. Now, that's the kind of smell I like. The sweet smell of success. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Just leave it. All right, here we go.
Hi.
Thank you.
What's up?
Time for Jen Jen to bring us up to date on the latest. MTV has ordered Scream.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah. When Jamie Kennedy's Randy Meeks spouted off rules of horror films in 1996, there was always one. Try to remake a successful horror film. It's almost impossible. Yes, that is the story here is that MTV is doing a reboot, like Chuck likes to say.
Reboot?
Of the Scream series from Wes Craven and Kevin Williams. And this is according to The Hollywood Reporter. And, you know, I think it'll do well on MTV. It's 10 episodes. Filming will start next year and will premiere October 2015. Perfect timing for next Halloween.
Yes. Yes.
All right. Now, also, in the news department, in the news department, former Meet the Press host David Gregory.
Who cares?
Hashtag, who cares? He's really looking forward to taking part in Yahoo's midterm election coverage next Tuesday, he said.
He's going from Meet the Press to Yahoo.
He is, Exactly, he's going to be online with Katie Couric. Now, also in the political realm, George W. Bush will be back in the public eye as he promotes 41. That's his new book about his father, H.W. Bush. He's going to do an interview with Bob Schieffer on CBS. And good news, if you're a fan of Mysteries of Laura, NBC has given it a full season.
What a funny show.
And Big Brother is going to be seen in China.
Yes, indeed.
How are you going to do that in China?
Internet. Come on.
It's going to be on the internet? It's not going to be on real TV in China?
I believe it's the internet.
Really? I didn't think they had that.
Great.
Like that stuff up. I think George Bush's father's pretty good.
It's Yuko Kudu Inc. that's doing
51
it.
51 after.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Now more of Good Day Weekend. On the Doug Stephan Good Day program, as opposed to Money Pit Time on the weekends. Lots of great radio stations. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of radio stations carry this program. You can also check it out at MoneyPit.com. Tom Kreitler, who is the tall, dark, and handsome one, as opposed to Leslie Segretti, who's not so tall. She's not handsome at all.
But she's very beautiful.
But she's smart as well.
That's right.
She works with Tom on the Money Pit. You hear it every weekend. Making good homes better is their aim. And so Tom is here to answer questions from the audience. We'll get to a few of those questions because some of you have been bold enough to come forward. Speak up.
Speak now.
Dare ask your question.
Or forever hold your screwdriver. So Kreider gets at these questions in a moment here on Good Day.
If you've got an IRA, 401k, or pension plan, I've got some really bad news for you. The IRS wants you to think these qualified plans are the best way to save for retirement. They give you a tax break when you contribute. Sounds good, right? Wrong. A qualified plan could be a tax disaster when you retire. With $17 trillion in debt, taxes are already going up. Imagine paying a TOPS tax rate of 94% like they did in the 1940s. There is a better way. It's an alternative the ultra-rich use that beats the pants off your IRA or 401k. It's been around for years. Your money grows tax-deferred, has no taxes during retirement, and no income taxes when you die. Plus, you can grow your money potential double digits with no risk of losing money when the market crashes. If the market tanks like 2008, you lose nothing. Call 800-925-1717 now to talk to a specialist and get a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, to protect yourself from taxes and crashes. The next 37 callers get free shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call 1-800-925-1717. Again, that's 1-800-925-1717.
Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. Jennifer, one of our listeners, says we're planning to gut our ranch, and I want to come up with some layouts before calling your contractor. I realize I can't mess with load-bearing walls, but how do I know which ones are load-bearing?
That's a good question.
If you knock down the wall and your roof comes in, it was load-bearing.
Now you know. with the ranch, though, it's pretty straightforward because it's usually the wall that's parallel to the front and the back wall goes right down the middle of the building, because the way they build a ranch is basically the floor joists will crisscross over the center wall. And so with a ranch, it's usually that middle wall. So that's pretty easy. But listen, I mean, I think go ahead and do a few layouts. You really, if you're going to do this level of project, you really should be working with an architect, Jennifer, because it's okay to kind of mess around with this on your own, try to figure out kind of what you want before you go to the architect. But if you don't go to the architect, you will spend more money.
Yeah.
Architects will save you money if you do it right.
Take it from me. When I did the addition on my house,
yeah,
no architect. The contractor and me with pictures.
When you have an architect, you have a set of specifications. First of all, you know it's going to come out the way you expect.
Yeah.
But the set of specifications allows the contractors to bid apples to apples. You can have multiple contractors bidding on the same project, and you're going to get the best price.
So some of the people that I know around here take their ranch house, which is a single level, single story building,
right,
and make it a two-story building.
Yeah.
That's usually what goes on with ranch houses around here. They try to add another story to it. That's something that you really do have to get the load-bearing stuff. Otherwise, the house comes tumbling down. Kabunga.
Well, yeah, but I mean, a project of that size needs an architect. And by the way, to the point of, like, doubling your house by putting a second story on it, that can be smart as long as you say, in your neighborhood, that's sort of the movement.
Hmm.
But if you're the only one that does that on the street, the first guy that does it, you may not get the value out of it.
Because
it makes your house kind of odd. You know what I mean?
Barbara asking about heating. She had her heating serviced recently, Tom, was told there's a mold in her ductwork. Contractor recommending we install UV lights to get rid of it. Is that an idea?
Contractors always want to sell these duct
cleaning
services.
Scam alert.
Because the EPA came right out and said that there's never a health benefit ever been proven by duct cleaning.
Sure.
And UV lights
are gross, man. When you get those ducts cleaned, it's disgusting, the stuff that comes out.
The only time I would recommend it, Richie, is if you're doing like a big construction project and you've got a lot of debris in the air.
God, man, we had a dog that shed, and we just had it cleaned, and you're just all the dog.
Okay, so Tom, go back over. We just had the duct work done in the house. What happens usually when you get the ductwork cleaned in your house?
Well, the EPA has said that there's never, ever been improved health as a result of cleaning ducts. It's completely unproven.
You're such a man.
You haven't... say that again. What? What'd you say?
He's a man.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, you tell me.
You should have seen some of the stuff that came out of the ductwork, though. Old tiles.
Oh,
right.
Listen, you're always better off getting a better quality air filter than cleaning your ducts.
We did that, too.
Good.
Yeah, so... just in time for Christmas. Tom Kreidler from the happy birthday from the Money Pit Home. Go to moneypit.com. Good Day Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia. Segments produced at Radio America by Rich McFadden and Michael Fortier. Good Day Weekend is written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.